For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Chris Tobey is a man who is playing the role of the bearer of bad news. Tobey worked as a trustee in the Kentucky retirement systems from 2008 to 2012, where he got an up-close and personal look at how Kentucky's pension systems were being underfunded. He's the author of the book Kentucky Fried Pensions, and he makes presentations around the state detailing the bad financial health of the Commonwealth's pension programs. While Governor Beshear and state lawmakers from both parties have hailed pension reform efforts passed in 2013, Tobey says those reforms are a drop in the bucket compared to what is actually needed to fix the underfunding issue.
Kentucky nationally has, I think, either the worst single pension and probably the second worst Illinois pension funding situation in the country. And that's the amount of funding you have for the amount of liabilities or payouts you have to pensioners that are available.
Kentucky's pension plans include the Kentucky Employee Retirement System, or KERS, which covers state workers. Also included under KERS is something known as CERS, which covers county employees. The Kentucky Teachers Retirement System, or KTRS, covers public school teachers as well as many state university employees.
Biggest trouble, and I think it's pretty universal, is KERS, the one for the state workers. The state has underfunded, basically put in half as much as they should have for almost 10 years. So if you've made half your mortgage payment for 10 years, you shouldn't be shocked when you're underwater. So it is the single worst funded state plan in the country at 23% funding level, worse than Illinois, worse than any California state plan or any other plan.
Give us a timeline on this. When did this start going downhill? Has it always been bad? Is there an exact moment where you look at to say, well, the decline in terms of funding the pensions began here and has been exacerbated there?
There have always been some periods over time where they've kind of underfunded here and there in small amounts. The big funding started in 2004. That's 10 years ago when KERS was funded at 54%. Then in 2005, it was 63%, 2006, 51%, 2007, 53%, 2008, 43%, 2009, 41%, 2010, 44%, 2011, 52%. So it averaged probably a little less than 50% over that entire period. And even now, where we're even trying to get it for the first time up to 100, that's not paying your pension off. That's just like making your full mortgage payment. It's that deficit. Now, teachers' retirement started going down more gradually in 2005. The 93 went to 87 and was down to 74 by 2009, and it has kind of been in that 75% like range. And so teachers, since it's much bigger than Kentucky employment retirement systems, the actual liability is almost as big. So from a perspective of when people look at our state debt, the teacher's retirement liability is almost as close with the KERS system as well.
When you look at the financial realities facing these pension plans, how does that square with what you hear politicians, lawmakers, the governor telling Kentuckians about the status of these pension funds?
I mean, I think I'm on another planet anytime they start talking. It's like we fixed this or we've done this. You know, the fact is they came up with more money. They're, instead of underfunding, I think here at WKU, Brian Strohm has made some very good predictions that the structural deficit is $1 billion a year, the difference between what you should be paying into the retiree health and pension plans and what they're actually paying. So we have baked in a $1 billion budget. So when they say, oh, we're getting $100 million more money, that means we're underfunding at $900 million a year instead of $1 billion a year. So we're going into the hole, but we're digging a little bit slower. So it's almost mind-boggling the lack of understanding of this pension among legislators and among people in Frankfort in general. And part of the reason is they don't want to know because the solutions are more painful than the problem.
Well, let's talk about possible solutions. What are those? I mean, what would it take, based upon your knowledge of the gravity of the situation, to rectify these problems?
Well, $1 billion a year structural deficit. That I was looking at numbers, that's like taking sales tax from 6% to 8% or income tax from 6% to 8%. And how can politicians go give you the largest tax increase in history and you're not getting anything for it? We're just doing for things that we forgot to tell you about. So it's almost an impossible. The Frankfurt's almost got themselves in an impossible political situation.
Give us an idea. Our listening area covers Bowling Green to Somerset to Elizabethtown to Owensboro and parts of northern Tennessee and southern Indiana. But from a standpoint, let's just say Bowling Green. Give us an idea of the types of people who are impacted by part of these pension plans, the sort of disparate employees, employers?
Well, KERS, the worst funded, is the people affected by that in the Bowling Green area would be the Western Kentucky University kind of non-teaching employees, more staff. The people that are in the mental health agency, Life School is the one for Bowling Green area, but that pertains to the other mental health ones around the state as well. They're in KERS. Child support attorneys with the county attorney's office are in the KERS system. And then anybody that's kind of a state worker, even a state transportation worker, anyone that's kind of an official state worker that you have, it will be in the KERS system. And then community college and technical, so some of their non-teaching employees. So you got a wide variety. They're in the worst-funded KERS, but then you've got a little more. Because most people think of, you know, teacher. You got everybody knows teachers in a teacher's retirement, but that also includes Western Kentucky's faculty and staff are in the teacher's retirement. And then on CERS, the county, of course, every city and county employee, and then all the non-teaching school employees, all their lunch workers and school bus drivers are all in CERS. So this thing just permeates and affects just hundreds of thousands of people in this listening audience. Almost everyone knows someone or is related to someone who's got at least a piece of something in one of these retirement systems. Of course, everyone is paying for them with their taxes as well.
What impact, if any, does this pension situation, is this having now or could potentially have on, say, the state's business climate, its ability to attract industry?
I did a radio interview in Louisville, and she had the governor of Indiana going over. I was talking about a 23% funded pension. He goes, we have an 80% funded pension over here. Businesses come over here and relocate. So there are already a big push. Indiana is actually taking business actively from Illinois and is now looking at Kentucky as well. And that is their selling point because when you buy it, it is, well, Illinois had to do a 40% corporate income tax increase. And what I'm sure Indiana and Tennessee tell prospective people when they're looking at places, don't look, Kentucky's going to be the next Illinois. You're going to see a big tax increase. Go with us. Don't go there. So I am certain that's what's happening. And I think we're on your southern end of your viewing audience, you're losing, we're going to lose businesses to Tennessee and on the northern end, Indiana.
You mentioned during your presentation that you make around the state, I believe I had this right, that you say you can look at Illinois to see Kentucky's future when it comes to pensions or just the impact that it's going to have in Kentucky 1 to 2 years from now. So when you look at Illinois now, what does that sort of thing portend for Kentucky a year or two or three down the road?
Well, in Illinois, there's still a lot of denial on the issues, too, and a lot of fighting. A little different political makeup in Illinois because it's a lot more unions involved there and union contracts, so it's negotiated more through that lens. But if you think of Illinois, if you take away Chicago and the Chicago suburbs, downstate Illinois is about the size of Kentucky, and Illinois is about three times bigger than Kentucky. So it's in proportion. You're getting a lot of the same issues there that people are trying to shift cost. We're having the state government is not paying vendors. They're not paying a lot of medical bills. They're getting behind in their payments. They're trying to force a lot of this back down to the school district level. So school districts force property taxes up. So you're seeing a lot of the pensions. Remember, CERS and Kentucky Teachers Retirement System, it's a lot of school district employees. So the states are trying to push some of the costs back down to the school district level. And then school districts have no choice but to push that through into property taxes.
Well, Chris Tobey, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Sue.
We've been speaking with Chris Tobey, a former trustee with the Kentucky Retirement Systems and the author of the book Kentucky Fried Pensions, which examines the current state of Kentucky's largest public pension systems. You can find an audio archive of our conversation at our website, wkyufm.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.